from KQED.
Al Young served as California's Poet Laureate from 2005 to 2008, the winner of awards and honors too numerous to mention. We've been lucky to have him contribute to the show many times over the years. Starting today, we're going to make it more of a regular stop. Al Young will write us a poem about California every month, and he's here in the studio to talk with us about this plan. Welcome, Al Young.
Hi, Rachel.
Why did you want to do this?
I'm a fan of the program of California Report, and listening to it over the years, I always was attracted to those little artistic fragments that come in occasionally. And I thought that poetry would really add a little spark to the show that would make it even better.
Tell us about this first poem that you've written. Where were you when the inspiration for it hit?
I think I was in San Francisco on my way back to the East Bay by way of BART. And it was one of those sort of blustery, really glacial days that had begun as kind of a sunny day and with a lot more warmth. And so I realized that the mutability, the changeability of California weather, like California regions, is just vast. And having traveled the state quite extensively during my poet laureateship, I was very fascinated by the micro-Californias that I encountered as I went from north to south and east to west and from coast to inland. And so I saw a universe that could be maybe infinitely explored through poetry.
Well, let's hear this poem.
Okay. February, a deep sea brew. Just chill and wait out winter. Death Valley sighs. Rain-drained L.A. winces, then pulls back for yet another long shot. Will Squaw Valley settle for recycled sewer water to keep snow slopes alive? From breadbasket Fresno, where fresh food hides, to poem-like Ukiah, haiku spelled backwards. February, a deep sea brew of troubling particles, waves, and winds stays open-ended, up for grabs. 30 days hath September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31 except February. February, which has what?
Do you already have an idea in mind for March?
I do.
You're set to go with this thing, aren't you? You could give us 12 poems right now.
Probably, if you gave me 12 hours.
Al Young, thank you for being here with us today.
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Al Young served as California's Poet Laureate from 2005 to 2008. He'll be a regular feature here on the California Report in the months to come. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Racho. Seal Muller is our technical producer with additional engineering by Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn, with help from David Marks. Our interns are Andres Barraza and Liz Reed. Our producer is Victoria Malleone. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com.